along the two-block stretch that makes up Main Street Pretty Prairie in South Central Kansas, one storefront contains the city offices and public library. Amy T. Meyer comes by every week, often with kids in tow, to pick up her free bottled water. She says it's no big deal.
We come here a lot anyways because the library is connected, so we can rent movies, get books, and we kind of do it all at the same time.
Since the mid-90s, the nitrates in Pretty Prairie's tap water have exceeded the safe level set by the EPA, probably from fertilizer use in the farms that surround the town. For infants, ingesting high levels of nitrates can lead to a potentially fatal cardiovascular condition called blue baby syndrome. The town has managed a tentative truce with the EPA by offering free bottled water to parents who have young children or who are expecting. T. Meyer says that thanks to the program, she doesn't worry about nitrates.
That's what I have done for my children. Anytime I give them water, that's what I use, and I haven't had a problem with it.
City leaders say there have been no health problems related to the water, but nitrate levels are still rising, reaching over twice the federal limit in recent years. Last fall, the EPA put its foot down, saying the town had to build a new water treatment system. It seemed Pretty Prairie would be stuck with a project that would cost $2.5 million that many residents didn't even think they needed. That was until Donald Trump became president.
This was so mad at the EPA. He was ready to cuss out the EPA.
Across the street at the Lowell Rascals Lounge, City Councilman Darren Unruh kicks back with his neighbors at the end of a workday. He's talked with Kansas Senator Jerry Moran about Pretty Prairie's situation and was thrilled to hear it mentioned during the EPA Secretary's confirmation hearing.
I was doing a happy dance.
Unruh is skeptical about the dangers of nitrates, and he says the town should be allowed to continue with its bottled water solution. He says residents who are concerned can get in-home filtration systems. Pretty Prairie is not unique in resisting water regulations. A 2016 EPA report showed Kansas is second only to Texas among states for the number of towns with high-level water violations. But even if the water situation doesn't bother most Pretty Prairie residents, that doesn't mean it's not a problem for them.
Because nobody in their right mind wants to buy a house in Pretty Prairie right now with all the issues going on.
Jess Stuckey grew up here, bought a house 12 years ago, and says he's watched it lose value ever since. He says being in violation of EPA rules has hurt Pretty Prairie's reputation. He explains that when a house gets sold at a loss, it creates a downward spiral.
The type of people that buy it can't afford homeowners insurance on it. Then the storm comes along, damages the home, they don't fix it, and then somebody comes along and rents it, and then it sits there and gets worse and worse, and then it looks like an eyesore.
So with nitrate levels rising and property values dropping, Councilman Darren Unruh grudgingly admits the town will probably need, at least at some point, to build a treatment facility. And that's where his enthusiasm about the new administration starts to fade. President Trump's proposed budget would reduce the Department of Housing and Urban Development's community development block grants that the town would probably qualify for to help pay for water treatment. Unruh's been reaching out to Senator Moran and other members of Congress about preserving the grants, and he's optimistic.
Trump suggested it, but he suggested a lot of cuts in a lot of areas. But he doesn't set the budget. Congress sets the budget. The buck stops with Congress. So we've got some good representation on the Hill watching out for us.
Unruh and others in Pretty Prairie will be watching eagerly in the coming weeks to see whether that grant funding stays in the fiscal year 2018 budget or goes. I'm Alex Smith.